from the other daily devotioner is here today again. God is ready to shine the light of His word into your heart. Oh, you'll be blessed, you'll be lifted, and your life will never remain the same. From the altar daily devotioner with Pastor Femi Mike Alabi is here again.
Good morning or good day. We bless the name of the Lord for His faithfulness upon our life. We thank Him for His grace, for His marvelous kindness upon our ways. We celebrate the Most High God for His kindness, for His mercy upon our life. We bless the name of the Most High God. I say happy new month. Happy new month, happy new ways, happy new things. Happy glorious ways. The mighty Lord will continually bless us in Jesus' mighty name. It's our season of fresh things. You will enjoy the freshness of the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. This new month shall be favorable, shall be conducive, it shall be rewardful in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord that is yea and nay will continually be with us in Jesus' mighty name. You are blessed, lifted, and connected in Jesus' name. I say happy new month and happy birthday to as many that were born today. Today's your birthday. I celebrate God. I give God praise concerning you, concerning the ways good things are coming upon you. You will enjoy the mighty hand of the Lord more and more in Jesus' mighty name. The blessing of the Lord that surpasses human reasoning will manifest upon you. Every year shall be better than the last. You are blessed. Happy birthday. Today, brethren, I celebrate those that are marking one anniversary or the other, and I say, happy anniversary. Every year, as you are marking the anniversary, we give birth to new anniversaries in Jesus' mighty name. The Lord bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord of hosts shall continually be with you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Brethren, today, let's look at the word of the Lord. In the book of Isaiah chapter 59 verse 21, Isaiah 59, 21, it says, "As for me, this is my covenant with them, said the Lord. My spirit that is upon thee, and my word which I put in thy mouth, shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seed, said the Lord, from henceforth and forever." What an empowerment! The Lord empowered us. What an empowerment. He faithfully released His blessing upon us. Look at what He said. He said, now. That was how He started it. Now, I myself. That's what the Lord said. He said, now, I myself have this covenant with them. With who? With me and you. With us, mankind. The Lord says that He has the covenant with us. He said His spirit is with us. And He has put His word in our mouth. He said we will not stop using that word, because the word will not depart from our mouth. It will be in us. It will be in our mouth. He said we will not stop, and the word will not stop being in our mouth. That's empowerment. He empowered us. He said the word will continue in our mouth, and it will go to the mouth of our children, and it will go to the mouth of our grandchildren, our children's children, grandchildren. He said it will continually be in our mouth. The word that comes from our mouth shall be the truth. The truth always. We'll be saying it, many may reject it, but it will remain the truth. It will remain with us for the rest of our life. It will be with us for the rest of our life. We will pass it on to the coming generation, and from that generation to another generation, and it will be seasonal. Seasoned word of God. Brethren, this is what the Lord is saying to us today. He empowered us. The Lord is empowering us. That's in the book, from the book of Isaiah, chapter 59. Hear what he's saying in the book of Ezekiel 36 verse 27 again. Ezekiel 36 27. He says, "And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgment and do them." He empowered us. From the mouth of one or two, the word of the Lord shall be established. Isaiah said it. And look at Ezekiel saying it now. Ezekiel said, he said, we put his spirit in us. Why don't you allow the Holy Spirit? Everybody has the Holy Spirit within us, and the devil, the evil spirit, is without. He's looking for how to enter into that. Chase the Holy Spirit out of you and take over. But the Lord said, I will put my spirit, I will put it, and he has put his spirit in us. The very day you gave your life to Christ, you carry the spirit of God. And while you obey the spirit of God, what are the things that we will see? The attributes that will be seen is that you will obey the rules and regulations. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not fornicate. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Every rules that he has given unto us, every bylaw, we abide by it. And we always want to obey him. We want to do more. We will always be rejoicing in His presence. We will always be celebrating in His presence. His word will be a succor to us. It will enlighten us. It will make way for us. It will make things to work. It will glitter our life. It will make our life to shine. I pray today and always that the great grace of God will manifest more in the mighty name of Jesus. Brethren, I celebrate God for His grace upon our life. This is new month. In this new month, you are shining forever. You will not derail in the name of Jesus. The blessing of the Lord abide with you. Let me stop here today, and by the special grace of God, I'll be coming your way tomorrow. In this new month, I say the season of His freshness shall manifest in Jesus' mighty name. You are blessed, lifted, and connected. Victory is ours. Shalom.
You've been listening to From the Altar Daily Devotional with Pastor Femi Maikalabi, the Senior Pastor of Christ Empowered International Ministries, Ibadan, Oyo State, Nigeria. We know that the power of God in His Word through this broadcast can transform your life to become what God wants you to be, a champion. This broadcast has been made possible through faithful and committed partners like you. You too can partner with us. Account name: Christ Empowered International Ministry. Account number: 375-919-7017. Bank: FCMB. Or you can use 3025-365130. Account name: Alabi Femi. Bank: First Bank. We would like to hear from you. For inquiries, comments, and testimonies, contact us on +234 90 380 214 02 or +234 80 56 16 7840. You can also write us through our email, ftadevotional@gmail.com. God bless you.